That's the Gemara. We didn't finish it. Just, I wanted to mention we shut the tape last time. The point was what Tuvia was trying to say is that according to the Kivayger's Hoichacha, that the only way to understand the Gemara is that it is according to Kivayger. The Shema is not Shaykh to Kesef because, like the Svar of the Ran says, it's, Kesef has nothing to do with how was it originally minted. That's not the point. The point is the Shabbos. So Lishma is not Shaykh to Kesef at all. That's Pshat in our Gemara. But something that is Shaykh to Kesef, Riki Vega says, so then that's clear that you should learn Havaya Litzvah. And then Havaya Svatah, there's no reason why one has to beat out the other. They're both true. There's such a thing as Havaya Litzvah. There's such a thing as Havaya Svatah. So, for example, like with the Ran's talking about there, which is the din of Mechubah L'Karka, if we have a limit from get to Shtar Erisim that you cannot give Mechubah L'Karka, you should then learn from Shtar Erisim to Kesef Erisim that you also can't do Mechubah L'Karka. So, what he was saying was that the Ran's not mashma that way. That's giving his whole problem. The Ran's not mashma that way. The Ran's mashma that you could have learned also the Gemara a different way, which is mashma that the Ran understood that you could have learned the Gemara that Kesef is not learned from Havaya Litzia. Havaya Litzia only goes on Shtar, and since Havaya Litzia only goes on Shtar, it would come out that Kesef you could give him a chubur. What about Riki Vega's time? Riki Vega had a taino. Why? So what that Kesef is not included in the drasha of Havaya Litzia? But there's another drasha called Havaya Svatah. And therefore, if you're going to learn out of Havaya Litzia that you can't do Mechubah, you should then learn Havaya Svatah, the Kesef also can't do Mechubah. So to me, wanted to say, the way I was mocked at the end, which you said was good, which I just, was that, according to the Ran, the pshat is that we only say Havaya Svatah on things which starts here by the Havayas. But then a Chinami is something which is only learned out because of Get, because of Havaya Litzia. That is not subject to Havaya Svatah. That's something which is specific to Shtar. How do we know it's specific to Shtar? Because it's learned from Shtar Get to Shtar Erisin. We don't then learn out of Havaya Svatah. We'll learn out of Havaya Svatah and anything else, because there's no reason to say it's specific to Shtar. But if it's only learned from a Vayalitzia, that we say it's specific to Shtar. That's what the Ran understood. Okay, fine, Gavaldi. Then we finish up the Gemara. Gitmar, Kos Lishma V'Shalom Adaita. What if you wrote a Lishma? Which, okay, so we decided over here that you have to have Lishma. How much we got? You have to have Lishma. Why do you have to have Lishma? Because it's going to get. Okay, but what about Lishma V'Shalom Adaita? What about that? So that's the Makhlekes. Rav of Ravina, I'm in Mekadeshes. You don't need her das. The Pope of Rav Shram, you're my in Mekadeshes. Now, Rashi says, Shalemi Daito, Koinim Aksiva. The Shaila here is, you need her das before the Aksiva. Loinim Lekhba. He never told her before the Aksiva, I'm writing it for you. Then he told her after, and she accepted it. Meaning, now she's saying, doesn't mean you don't need her das when they come married. That's for sure. Meaning, by get, the mamish don't need her das. The lemme daita here does not mean the same thing as the lemme daita by get. It can't mean the same thing. That we understand. Lemme daita by get means you need it from the garage of Akosha. Midderaisa. Over here, that's not what it means. Over here, the Rashi just means she didn't have das on the ksiv. But afterwards, she accepted it. Midas. That's for sure she accepted midas afterwards. Correct? That's clear. So it says, Rabban Abidin says, Mekadash, Rabban Abidin says, Ain't Mekadash. Amr Papa, Ain't Matai Medidu, Ain't Matai Medidu. I'll explain to the Machlay. Ain't Matai Medidu, those who say, Mekadash, why do they hold Mekadash? So, Mamash, a continuation of the Gemara before. Just like we know that Shtar, Kedushin, Asur, Lishma, because we learned it from Get, we also know that it don't need Midaita, because also Get doesn't need Midaita. But Vayanam, Lishma, Vishal, Midaita. That's the sheet to say it works. Name a time he did these puppet that it doesn't work. Why? The Yatsuma Hoysa, Makshavai, Lithir. Mayatsia, but in Das Makna. I've arrived in Das Makna. He flips it around. We don't look at the Isha in both cases. You look at who's the Makna in both cases. So just like by Get, the Makna is the husband and we need his Das. So to my conclusion, the Makna is the Isha, so we need her Das. Now, we're showing him over here to point out to Dash for the mitzvah that he doesn't mean you could have taken this very literally. By Get you need the Das Makna, and by Kedushin you need the Das Makna. What about the husband's Das, my Kedushin? What about the Kohen's Das, my Kedushin? Do you need his Das? What if I write it up for him without his Das, and then I give it to him and say, oh yeah, use this in the Kaddisha. The same case like Rashi said, just the other way around. I don't have the husband's Das, but you could have said, and Chanami, that works. All the Gemara says is Das Makna. So we showing him proof from the next line of the Gemara that that's not true. What's the next thing? Meisivei, who's asking the Kasha? The Papa who holds that it doesn't work without her Das is asking on Rava and Ravin who say it does work without her Das. What does he have? He brings a Braisa. Ein, Koisim, Shtari, Evisim, Yisuan, El, Midash, Nehen. So it's up to be shown, you see clear. You can look it up inside Rashi and the Mitzvah. He asked him by this Dashne, he's the one asking the Kasha. Meaning, that Rebbe is the one that says, you need the Das Makna, Avada is Maida, you also need the Das Koine. Because otherwise, the price of the Kasha and him too. Otherwise, the price of Kasha. Yeah? Okay. So he says, my love is going to be soon Mamish, and therefore you have a right here that you do need her Das. So Rava and Ravina will answer you, no, Loi, it's not talking about the Shtayrisin at all. It's only the Shtar Siksa, which is basically what we call the Shtar Tanoim, right? It was the Abgidah Marav, the Abgidah Marav, come out, the Noisim within the Chokach Vakach. The Bitzko Kach Vakach, how much you're going to put in? Om de Vakitshu, Konu, Hein in Advam, Rek Nimbay Mirah. They got up in Mekadesh, if it was Mekadesh, they're coined the Tanoim, which they made, and Hein in Advam, Rek Nimbay Mirah, meaning even though you never made a kingdom on the Tanoim, you just said it, so that works even by Amira. So Mamela Rashi explained, since it works even by Amira, Mamela, the Braisa was telling you that you can't write a shtar for it unless you get Dashneim. Because maybe they don't want it written down. Maybe the Dafka prefers to have it Mamela Milva Alper, like Rashi said. Because it's mixing by Amira, it's how it works by Amira too. Because of that, the Braisa is saying, if you want to write a shtar for it, you need Dashneim. But that's talking about Shtar Tanoim. It's got nothing to do with the Shtar Erisin, which is the noise of the Machlokes over here. That's how that Manam will defend himself against this Kasha. Yeah.
So, he doesn't have a question as to whether or not
he's the Shema. That's for sure. The Shema has to be. The Shema has to be because that's Dermit again. It's not a question. The only question is, Medaita, I can hear two ways. There's two ways I can be Medamit to get. Now that we spoke about that choice before, I can look at it, right? With the Medamit man, woman, I can Medamit Max Nikoina. So that's Makhlaikas. Over here, the Ish and Ish are switching sides. One with the Max is the coin is the Max. So how do you look at it? How do you make that Dimion? Exactly. Okay, now we're up to Bia.
Who's the deal?